time to take a look now at the starting lineups as the Bears are introduced, coming out of the tunnel to our left. My broadcast position here at Soldier Field in Chicago for the Lions. Defensively up front, Cliff Avril will start at one end, Kyle VandenBosch at the other. Nick Fairley will be starting at one defensive tackle position. Corey Williams is playing tonight, just not starting. And Dominican Sue will be at the other defensive tackle position. The defensive line brought to you by Xfinity from Comcast. Helps you stay connected to your home and family anytime, anywhere. You will also see Lawrence Jackson, Sammy Hill, Nick Fairley, and Willie Young. Those guys, Brandy, they'll try to keep it fresh, but it is on them to set the tone tonight.
Absolutely. I think Cutler needs to be pressured, and Forte, who in my judgment is the MVP of the Bears offense, must not be allowed to beat you.
Linebackers for the Lions, Durant and Levy on the outside, Tulloch in the middle at cornerback, Chris Houston on one side, Jonte Green, the rookie, starts for Jacob Lacy tonight. Active tonight, Alphonso Smith just signed, re-signed this week, and Justin Miller just signed today as the team released Doug Hope. Your thoughts on Jonte Green getting the start out there as a rookie on Monday night?
Well, I guarantee you the Bears know about it, and I guarantee you Jay Cutler knows about it, and I guarantee you Brandon Marshall knows about it, and I guarantee you they're going to throw at him quite frequently, probably early.
Safeties for the Lions today, Amari Spivey and Louis Delmas up front offensively, brought to you by ProtectCell. Take the worry out of living a wireless lifestyle. Go to ProtectCell.com. For the Lions up front, Jeff Backus at one tackle, Goster Sherrillis at the other, Rob Sims one guard, Steven Peterman the other. Dominic Raiola will be the center. You have got to do the job against this front from Chicago. Much of their pressure this year has come from that front four. When they can get pressure from the front four, that's huge when they don't have to blitz.
You got to block Julius Peppers. They'll move him around right side, left side, try to find a matchup for him that they think is advantageous. Find out where that guy is and block him. He's got a couple years ago ran into Stafford and hurt him.
Wide receivers for the Lions tonight, Nate Burleson and Calvin Johnson. You'll also see Ryan Broyles and Titus Young. Tight ends, you'll see Brandon Pettigrew. You will see Tony Scheffler as well. Quarterback is Matthew Stafford. Running back, Michael LeSueur. And if you're the Lions tonight, a balanced attack would be key, but it will not be easy. This Bears defense has been awful good against the run. The best in the NFL coming in.
The important thing to me for those wide receivers you mentioned, you must get releases off the line of scrimmage. The Bears will come up, press you, bang you, put their hands on you. You can not allow that to frustrate them. They've got to get open and take some of the pressure off the Calvin Johnson.
And we should also point out that when special teams are on the field, they have a guy by the name of Devin Hester, who is awful good. And the numbers, how about this, Brandy? 17 kick return touchdowns. That's an NFL record. Now stay with me. Of those 17, 8 have been on Monday night. Are you kidding me?
I guess he likes
on Monday night.
I guess he likes the bright lights.
Well, he did it in the Super Bowl, so he does.
It doesn't matter if it's on Monday night. What matters is he can do it,
yeah,
and he does it
do
against
it.
Anybody, everybody, and anywhere. That's why we talked to Nick Harris in Keys to the Game to kick the ball away from him.
We'll see how they handle it when he's called upon. All right, coin toss brought to you by Lucido Fine Jewelers. For Metro Detroit's most beautiful engagement rings, check them out. Captains headed out to the middle of the field where they will get together with our referee, Al Riveron, for this evening's game, and we will find out which team will get the football first. Al Riveron out there getting everybody set in their position. Lions captains, Kyle VandenBosch, Matthew Stafford, Stephen Tulloch, Calvin Johnson.
Good evening, gentlemen. Detroit, you're the visiting team. Who's going to call it? Tails, that's heads. What is your call? He called heads. It is a head, you win the toss. Receive. Going to kick? Detroit won the toss and will receive. Good luck, gentlemen.
Lions get the football first. They'll move right to left across your radio dial. When we come back, kickoff is next. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
O'Reilly. Vote in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Dream Car Election and you could win $50,000. $1,000 are one of many instant win prizes being given away through November 6th. In this election, every vote counts and the only way to play is to vote. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get a Dream Car Election game card. Enter your PIN online and vote for your dream car. Are you a fan of the American Classic or head-turning trucks? Vote and let us know. It's easy to play and easy to vote, but when the polls close on November 6th, so does your chance of winning $50,000. Prizes are being awarded daily, so vote today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. No purchase necessary. See O'ReillyAuto.com for official rules and full details. We're O'Reilly Auto Parts, and we approve this message. O'Reilly
Parts.
1-800-CALL-SAM, home of the Bernstein Advantage. Here's Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers. When you call 1-800-CALL-SAM, you get tough, smart lawyers who fight and win for their clients. These guys just don't quit. They never back down. And believe me, they know what they're doing. Call 1-800-CALL-SAM to get Bernstein Advantage number two, tough, smart lawyers. And get all the other Bernstein advantages you need by calling 1-800-CALL-SAM.
Sports fans, it's time to get in the game and save big on the brand names you like at Dunham Sports. From golf to baseball, camping to hunting, Dunham's has what you need when you need it at prices that will be hard to beat. Also, check out dunhamsports.com for the weekly circular, videos, and over 20 web coupon deals with prices too hot to show anywhere else. While you're there, sign up for Dunham's rewards, or if you're a coach, sign your team up for a money-saving team weekend. Get in the game at Dunham Sports. Follow Dunham's on Facebook.
Get in the game at
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. $8 a day parking for Detroit Metro Airport. Get your coupon at us-park.com.
Lions football is just moments away. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the Detroit Lions Radio Network. This is Lions Radio, 97.1, The Ticket, WXYT-FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station. This is Detroit Lions football game day on the Detroit Lions radio network.
Brought to you in part by Ford Motor Company, the Sam Bernstein Law Firm, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, Blue Care Network, Xfinity from Comcast, Henry Ford Health System, Bud Light, McDonald's, ABC Warehouse, Consumers Energy Business Solutions, Blue Diamond Almonds, 5-Hour Energy, and Adam, the American Divorce Association for Men. Today's game is brought to you locally by Citizens Bank, U.S. Park, Crown Royal, Lucido Fine Jewelry, Flagstar Bank, Buddy's Pizza, Protect Cell, the University of Toledo, Health Plus of Michigan, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and Crittenden Hospital Medical Center.
From Soldier Field in Chicago, Dan Miller, Jim Brandstetter, and Tony Ortiz.
Getting set for the 165th all-time meeting between these two franchises. The Bears lead the series with a record of 94-65-5. They have also won 7 of the last 8 meetings. Last time these two got together, right here at Soldier Field, Bears won it 37-13. 6 players in that game fined more than $62,000. Not a lot of love lost between these two, Brandy.
And that was the game. Remember, wind was blowing like crazy, and Matthew Stafford had a bad finger. Threw a lot of picks, and everybody thought it was the finger that was the problem. Matthew said, no, it wasn't. Didn't make any excuses, but the Bears clearly had the better of it.
Lions set to get the football first. Remember, we went over the numbers. No first quarter touchdowns for them this season. This would be a good time to change that. The Bears also one of two teams in the National Football League that have not allowed the opponent to score on their opening drive, that being the Bears and the Packers. Could knock two birds out with one stone right off the bat. Opening kickoff brought to you by Ford Motor Company, the official automotive sponsor of the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
How about get their first return for a touchdown out of their special
that
teams?
That works.
I'd take that.
They don't ask how.
No.
They just ask whether or not you did.
That'd put a little bit of a damper on this Soldier Field crowd a little bit.
That's a good crowd. Always is. Glad you're with us. It's Monday night. Let's do this.
Great sports fan.
Run up in the kick by Robbie Gould will be taken 8 yards deep by Stephon Logan. He'll take a knee. The Lions with a touchback. They'll have it first and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Matthew Stafford comes out. Has not had the most success against the Chicago Bear team. Hasn't had the most success this year in the first half either. Stafford, 56 out of 93 in the first half, 60% completion percentage. That goes up to 64 in the second half. 5 interceptions for Stafford, all in the first half of games. 2 tight ends set for the Lions. Pettigrew and Scheffler both in there, along with Calvin Johnson and Titus Young. Stafford out of the gun on first down, fakes the inside handoff, looks and throws, wants Calvin, incomplete. Had a man on his back, contact from Charles Tillman, no call. And that'll bring up 2nd and 10.
But part of the problem Calvin has, he's so big, I don't think that the referees think anybody can interfere with him. But that time, Tillman did a nice job. It was a little turn in, Calvin got position. Tillman got over the top, made a play on the ball.
Titus Young late into the Lions huddle. He splits to the right side. Burleson and Calvin go left.
And they move Peppers now over to the left side. He's working against Gosner Sherlis.
Stafford up under center, lone back LeSure. Stafford turns, gives to LeSure. Straight up the gut, lost his footing, fell at the 20. Able to get up and dive out close to the 24-yard line. Got four, to bring up second down and six.
Question
footing
about,
could be a question.
I was going to say, question about footing. It rained in Chicago quite a lot this afternoon, but this field had been covered by a tarp up until 2 hours prior to game time, so it shouldn't be an issue.
Third down and six right here for the Lions. They scrimmage from their own 24, opening possession of the game. Joint Bell in for the Lions. He's to the right of Matthew Stafford, who's in the gun.
Boy, they are showing eight men across the front.
Stafford looking into a crowded box. Brian Urlacher right over the center. He backs out. Stafford faces a blitz, sets and throws. Got Calvin, and he dropped it at the 40-yard line.
Oh, man.
Stafford had Calvin wide open at the 40. He had one man to beat. It was Chris Conte, and he might have gone the distance, but he just dropped it.
Oh, man. That is a big play coming out of the box. Under pressure, Stafford buys time, puts it right on Calvin, and he dropped it. Wow.
Nick Harris to punt. Devin Hester back deep. Hester comes up, calls for the fair catch, makes it at the 40-yard line. And that's where the Bears will take over. It's a 36-yard punt. Chicago's got it first time tonight. First quarter brought to you by the Sam Bernstein Law Firm. Injured? Call 1-800-CALL-SAM. You get the Bernstein advantage today. Don't see Calvin drop a ball like that too often.
Ever.
Brandon Marshall.
That's a mystery right there.
Not right off the bat. Brandon Marshall goes wide left. Jonte Green out there with him, so it's the rookie on the veteran. Jay Cutler now backs out from behind center. Changes the play at the line. Lone back Forte. Cutler takes, turns, gives to Forte. Looking over the right side, hit and dropped by Amari Spivey after he picks up two to the 42-yard line.
That's a great play by the backside safety. Spivey has the cutback lane. He gets up about 7 yards from the ball, stays home, sees Forte cut it back, comes up and makes a play after a gain of two.
Bears go straight to the line on second down and eight from their own 42. Cutler again to Forte, and he's hit and dropped. Able to fall forward for a yard, but Cliff Avril wrapped him up and took him down. But the Lions have done a good job twice on plays that have started left, then Forte's looked back to the right, but there's been nothing there. It'll bring up third and seven.
Avril closes the hole down, coming right down along the line of scrimmage. If there is a cutback, he's got to get through Avril to do it. He can't because Spivey and Avril were both there.
Three receiver set. Marshall, Bennett, and Hester all in there.
We got Ndamukong Suh as a left defensive end.
Marshall goes in motion, sets up as a slot to the left side. Cutler back, pressure comes, steps up, going to run. Got the first down and more to the 50 and into Lions territory and runs out of bounds to the 47-yard line. They'll give him the 46 on the spot. It's an 11-yard run and a first down.
Well, the problem again with the Lion pass rush, they force Cutler out of the pocket, but they don't have the pressure up the middle and contain. Kyle VandenBosch goes around Cutler outside, but there's no push up the middle to keep the left side open. You got to have somebody in there. Cutler read a lot of room, got to it, and ran to it.
First and 10, Chicago from the Lion 46. Cutler play action fake, sets up, being pressured. Avril with a shot at him, can't bring him down. Now Avril chases him from behind and does finally take him down. Very close to the original line of scrimmage. Whether or not it's a sack will depend on whether he lost any yardage.
Boy, can you see Cutler and when I talked about his athleticism twice now already in this first series? He's gotten out of big jams that should have been sacks and made plays. I'm telling you what, his feet are better than a lot of people give him credit.
Second down for the Bears. 10 to go. Cutler up under center. I formation behind him. Forte the deep back. This time the Lions crowd that box. Forte gets it. Forte with room. Forte left side. 30, 25. Spivey to beat. He's got him at the 10 and takes him down at the 7-yard line, and the Bears are in business.
Now, that time the Lions came with a blitz, and they ran away from the blitz, and they got both linebackers blocked. That's a play where your linebackers have got to make the play. And they didn't, and that put Forte in a great spot.
Going to be first and goal Bears from the Lions 7. Lions Red Zone Defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading Michigan to a healthier future. Michael Bush comes in, Forte to the sidelines. 39-yard run a moment ago. Has Chicago in good position. Scoreless game, first quarter. Bears knock it on the door. Cutler up under center. Takes, wants to throw, rolls right, looks, being chased now, throws, touchdown, wide open, Brandon Marshall at the goal line, and he turned and stepped in.
Well, this is a play because Willie Young is on the defensive line at left end. Young gets caught inside and lets contain be broken by Cutler. Once he gets outside, he basically can survey the field, look like he's going to run, draw the defense to him, pop the ball over the top of the rush for an easy score. But Willie Young, defensive end that side, can't get logged down inside.
Marshall's fourth touchdown of the year, eighth touchdown pass of the year for Jay Cutler. Bears up 6-0, Gold for the extra point. It is up and good, and it's the Bears on their first possession, marching down the field and scoring. It is 7-0, Chicago on top. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, if you're thinking about getting a new truck, you're probably thinking about fuel economy. And maybe you're thinking about what else you'll get or won't get with an engine that's efficient. You know, like is there plenty of torque, which you're going to need. Because unless you're using your truck to deliver pizzas, you ain't getting anything done without it. Torque is power. It pulls trailers, hauls dirt, drags boulders. Torque is what gets the cap off your beer. And only the Ford F-150 with available EcoBoost has the best combination of torque and fuel economy, which comes in handy whether you're hauling a pile of lumber or a big stack of cheese and pepperoni pies. Think about that. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150, built Ford tough.
Based on torque and 2012 EPA estimated 16 city and 22 highway miles per gallon. 3.5 liter V6 4x2. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds GVWR non-hybrid versus 2012-2013 competitors. Don't drink and drive.
It's a Hail Mary. Jones pulls it in. Touchdown!
Yeah!
I'm in Jay Ross's living room. Jay, your team just won the game. What are you going to do next?
I'm going to break open another bottle of Crown Royal.
Excuse me?
We got to celebrate! Woo! Going to celebrate with some crew!
There you have it. Jay Ross saying the words every fan longs to hear. I'm going to break out another bottle of Crown Royal.
Celebrate football's biggest moments with Crown Royal. Please drink responsibly. Crown Royal Blended Canadian Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. 2012, The Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut.
Out there on your own, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan is here to help. To learn more about comprehensive and affordable individual health plans from the Blues, go to bcbsm.com/myblue.
7-0 Bears in the first quarter. Today's Bell Tire first half contestant is April Morrison from Whitmore Lake. If the Lions score a touchdown this half, April will win a $100 gift card and Lions jersey courtesy of Bell Tire. Go to belltire.com and click the touchdown contest promotion button. Stephon Logan back deep to take the kickoff for the Lions. This one, if you're a Bear fan, could not have started any better. Three and out for the defense. Offense marches 60 yards down the field to score.
And one of the things you look at from a Lions perspective in that first Bears drive, they had them third down and long, and they let Cutler scramble out for a first down. To me, that's the big play in that drive that keeps it going. And then, of course, the big run by Forte gets him down inside the red zone. But to me, at third and long, you got to get off the field. Lions defense didn't. Otherwise, they'd be in possession of the football right now, probably, in a 0-0 game.
Ball fell off the tee. Robbie Gould sets it back on there, and he's ready to go now. Pacing off his run-up. And here we go. Gold sends it on its way. It's going to be returnable for Logan, who takes it 5 yards deep. Here he comes. Logan, middle of the field, 5 to the 10. Logan to the 15. Logan to the 20, 21-yard line. That's where the Lions will take over. First and 10, Blake Costanzo with the tackle. And the Lions trailing 7-0 with 11:06 to go first quarter. Bring their offense back on the field. Had a chance for a big play on their opening possession, but Calvin Johnson uncharacteristically with a drop.
The Bears defensively doing a little bit of what San Francisco did, lining their safeties up way deep, forcing the Lions to take the underneath stuff and be patient. And their bump and run on the wide receivers and tight ends. They're up tight on those guys.
Roddy Reiff comes in motion from right to left. He sets up in the backfield. They go on the ground. LeSure, 25-30, head down at the 34, and barrels his way to the 36-yard line for a 15-yard gain.
Riley Reiff in motion as a big tackle in the backfield, but he comes back and becomes a pulling guard trapper. So he traps the interior defense of the Bears from a wing position or a back behind the line of scrimmage, behind the offensive line, gets a good block and creates a hole for LeSure.
Longest run of the season for LeSure, first and 10 Lions from their 36. Stafford out of the gun, takes with time, throws right flat out LeSure. LeSure cuts it up, gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard. Dropped there by Charles Tillman, nice tackle in the open field by him. Give him one, it'll be second and 9.
See, what they're doing is, again, the same thing. They're really bothering the Lion wide receivers. That time, Calvin Johnson split to the same side where Stafford went with the pass, and they're just banging him off the ball. They are not letting him get a free release. Got to do a better job of making the cornerback miss and create space.
Roddy Reiff lined up as a tight end to the left side of that offensive formation, helping out on Julius Peppers. Second and 9 for the Lions. Stafford up under center. Now he backs out, changes the play at the line. Play clock down to 3, down to 2. They get it off. Stafford gives to LeSure. He's hit in the backfield, able to fall forward for a couple, maybe one out to the 38. It's going to bring up a 3rd and 8.
There's a timeout. Bears called a timeout.
Snap. Chicago calls a timeout. This is their first.
It's interesting. The Bears called a timeout. The Lions were hustling to get it off and beat the play clock, but there's no play, so it's still 2nd and 9, and that's where we'll be when we come back. A Bear timeout. They lead it 7-0 in the first. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
The new CBO from McDonald's, a delectable convergence of three
tremendous
delicious toppings on the Angus third pounder and premium chicken sandwiches. So what are these three
tremendous
toppings? The C is for cheddar, creamy white. B, bacon, hickory smoked. And O, onions, caramelized. Put all three...
Tremendous!
Please stop that.
Okay.
Put all three together and there's only one word to describe it.
Tasty.
The new CBO sandwiches. The simple joy of a tremendous new taste. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
This is the sound of a Dr. Pepper being dispensed from a McDonald's soda fountain. Listen carefully as we scientifically enhance the audio. The one-of-a-kind taste of an icy cold Dr. Pepper from McDonald's just naturally refreshes your spirits. And here is the sound of discovering it's just a dollar. Get any size soft drink or sweet tea at McDonald's for just $1. The simple joy of living loud. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only for a limited time.
U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road, the best deal for Detroit Metro Airport parking, just became a better deal. $8 a day. $8 a day gets you door-to-door service to and from your destination terminal. Pick up and drop off to your car that is secured in a lighted, patrolled, fenced-in lot. For $8 a day, we'll pick you up in a spacious, climate-controlled bus and make sure you're on time for your departure. U.S. Park on Middle Belt Road. $8 a day parking for Detroit Metro Airport. Get your coupon at us-park.com.
Buddy's Pizza, Detroit's number one square pizza since 1946, makes hosting parties hassle-free with their dine-in packages or carry-out party trays. Buddy's, a Detroit tradition for over 66 years.
Matt Derry back in the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios. Quick NLCS update. Game 7 from San Francisco. Giants have taken a 2-0 lead in the Cardinals' bottom of 2. The pitcher, Matt Cain, with an RBI single. From the 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, who sent it back to Soldier Field, Dan and Jim.
Diesel, you're a baseball guy. Which is a better matchup for the Tigers?
I think that St. Louis lineup is much better than the Giants, but there's something about San Francisco, man. They're gritty.
It's unbelievable what they've done. They're down, but they're never out. Up 2-0 right now. Diesel, keep us up to date on what's going on there. Three receivers set for the Lions, 2nd and 9. They scrimmage from their own 37. Stafford out of the gun. Looking at the defensive line with 7 men stacked up on it. Stafford takes blitz, comes. They hold him out. Pass knocked up in the air and incomplete. Stafford was looking for Nate Burleson over the middle. It was knocked down by Israel Adonijay. It'll be 3rd and 9.
Well, the Lions did a great job of picking up the blitz. Back is stepping out and getting the corner. But they left the tackle unblocked. And Matthews got to find a passing lane, whether it's sidearm or what, to get that ball out.
Third and nine for the Lions. They trail 7-0. 9:40 to go first quarter. Stafford out of the gun. Bears show blitz.
Bring in the safety.
Stafford takes. Blitz comes. Stafford rolling left, trying to get out of there. Throws, got to complete the joint. Bell. Bell bounces out of a tackle at the 40, but that's it. Knocked back to the 39-yard line. It's a short gain, 2 yards, and it's going to bring up now fourth down. And the Lions will have to punt it away again. Big pressure coming that time off the blitz from Chris Conte and Brian Urlacher.
Second time in two plays the Lions have missed a blitzer. Urlacher was missed earlier on the pass that was knocked down by Urlacher. And this time, Conte, the linebacker, comes through unblocked. You got to get your protection set.
Here comes Nick Harris with the punt. Short punt. They let it hit at the 30. Takes a Lions bounced out of the 26 and goes out of bounds. That's where the Bears will take over. First down and 10. It's a 35-yard punt. No return. It's the Bears leading 7-0. 8:56 to go first quarter. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
The Huron Valley Schools began using the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team to help save money for the school district. Here's Kim Root from Huron Valley Schools talking about how much they saved.
Consumers Energy Business Solutions actually saved us $34,000 in the current school year. And what that $34,000 actually translates into is approximately 34 computers, or enough to equip an entire computer lab. That could also translate into 283 textbooks. Or we could look at it as 113,000 breakfasts for kids who don't get breakfast at home before they come to school.
How long have you had the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team with you?
We're actually 3 years into the program. We were able to sort of lay out a timeline for tackling projects that would save us money over time. Actually, working with the team has been incredibly easy.
Whether your business is large or small, the Consumers Energy Business Solutions team offers rebates for installing energy-efficient equipment. Call 877-607-0 737 or visit consumersenergy.com.
Since 1937, Dunham's Sports has been supporting the state of Michigan and sports fans like you. We're proud to be a Michigan-based company looking for ways to bring you the best values on the brand name sporting goods you want. With our incredible buying power, Dunham's is able to offer you the brand names at prices that are hard to beat. That's why we like to say get in the game at Dunham's Sports, where our big names bring you in and our low prices bring you back. And with over 60 locations in Michigan, there's a Dunham's Sports near you.
Get in the game at Dunham's.
Drive through McDonald's today and grab a small premium roast coffee for just $1 all day, every day. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
All right, back at Soldier Field, 7-0 Bears. They've got the football back. Today's game brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, unofficial healthcare of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. Boy, how quiet do these fans get when their team's on offense? No problem hearing Jay Cutler bark out the signals. First and 10, Chicago from their own 26. Cutler takes, wants to throw. Five-step drop, looks right, throws right. Wide of his intended receiver, Devin Hester. Well covered out there by Chris Houston and Amari Spivey. We'll pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
This is Lions Radio, 97.1. The Ticket, WXYT FM HD Detroit, a CBS radio station.
Second and 10, Chicago from their own 26, leading 7-0 here in the first. Lions go nickel, five defensive back. Cutler, quick throw left side, got it complete. It is caught by Bennett left side. He's not going to get much, might lose a yard. He's lucky if he gets back to the line of scrimmage. Chris Houston, the first man in there.
Well, Houston did a great job of beating the block of Marshall. I mean, Marshall came out there and basically whiffed. And Chris Houston got behind him and got up on the line of scrimmage to make the play on the ball, bring up a third and long.
Third and 10. This is where you've got to get off the field. Jay Cutler goes empty out of the gun. Four-man front for the Lions. Steven Tulloch in there right behind that defensive line. Now Justin Durant dips in and dips out. Cutler looking over that defense, takes the snap, third and 10. Cutler back, pressure comes, sets, throws, got a man open, first down. Out to the 40-yard line, to the 41 goes Earl Bennett, tackled by Amari Spivey, but that's a 15-yard gain, and they convert on third and 10.
That's where you got to get off the field. And the Lions playing zone, sent one of their linebackers, and that left an area behind the two linebackers dropping into zone open. Cutler found it and converted.
Two tight ends set for the Bears. Davis and Spaeth both in there. Cutler up under center, turns, gives to Matt Forte. Forte hit at the line of scrimmage, able to fight ahead for a couple of yards to the 44. Getting three on that. It'll be second and seven. Justin Durant with the tackle.
Boy, Lions getting aggressive defensively. They're bringing linebackers. That time, Levy came through there. Tulloch came through there. A lot of run blitz looks from Gunther Cunningham here early. The big key, though, is pressure on Cutler, especially in the third and longs. Get him moving his feet around. A little better than they did the last third and 10.
Second and seven for Chicago. This time, Cutler up under center. Lions their base defense. Four men up front, three linebackers, four in the secondary. Cutler to throw. Cutler back, drifting to his left, loads up, throws deep. This could be picked off. Nope, overthrows everybody. Deepest man out there was Jonte Green. He was going deep for Brandon Marshall. Looked like Marshall maybe even cut the pattern off, and it sailed over his head. And that'll now bring up third down and seven.
Well, the first time we've seen him go after Jonte Green, and Green was up to it. The other thing is, Ndamukong Suh got some pressure that time on Cutler. And forced Cutler to bail out of the pocket a little bit to his left. Made it a much more difficult throw.
Third down and seven for Chicago. They scrimmage from their own 44. The Lions defense trying to get off the field. Willie Young on the left side of that defensive line standing up. Cutler looking out at that defense. And now he's going to take a timeout. The play clock was down to 1 second remaining. Lions were doing an awful lot of shifting up front, and Cutler will go over to the sideline and talk about it on third down and seven. It's the Bears leading 7-0, 6:43 to play here in the first quarter. We'll step aside. This is the Detroit Lions Radio Network.
Watching sports on Xfinity from Comcast is like having a front row seat to the biggest moments.
Both feet in! Amazing!
With NFL Red Zone, you're right there for every touchdown from every game. Sunday afternoons.
Touchdown!
And ESPN Goal Line brings you the best of college football, all on one channel with live cut-ins to the top games every Saturday. Plus, you can download the Watch ESPN app from the App Store to watch your favorite ESPN networks live, wherever you go, on your tablet or smartphone. This is the Xfinity Sports Experience. This is awesome. You won't get all this with satellite or U-verse. Sign up for Xfinity TV and internet for just $79.99 a month for 6 months. Plus, get the sports entertainment package included for 3 months. Xfinity, your home for the most live sports. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Offer ends 11/30/12. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. After promotion, regular rates apply. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra.
Not every jeweler gets to display the Rolex crown. If you're considering investing in a Rolex, protect your investment by visiting Lucido Fine Jewelry, an official Rolex jeweler. They can provide you with a Rolex warranty bearing the store's name, and this warranty is backed by the renowned Rolex Service Network. Rolex timepieces in 18-karat gold, stainless steel, and platinum are also available with diamonds and other gems. With its rugged durability and classic good looks, the year it takes to make one is nothing compared to how it will make you feel. Lucido Fine Jewelry, Metro Detroit's best selection of Rolex watches.
Donate your car today with 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. You'll receive a maximum tax deduction and a free vacation voucher for 3 days and two nights. Also on the web at carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K.
The Bears are 2 of 2 on third down tonight. They have converted a third and seven and a third and 10, looking at another third and seven here from their own 44.
Watch screens and draws. The Bears are real good at that. They'll screen to the tight end or Forte. And they got to be careful. Lions covering them all.
Forte is to the right of Cutler, who's in the gun. Lions show four down linemen. Two linebackers in there as well. Cutler back. Sets in the pocket. Going to get hit. Now he throws. Got a complete. Forte taken down immediately at the 45 by Stephen Tulloch. That time, Brandy, they got the pressure from the front four, and that forced Cutler to get rid of it early, and it brings up fourth down.
Yep, the pocket started to go away. Cutler knew he had to go to his check down. And the other thing is they had the middle linebacker Tulloch man for man on the running back. So when Forte released, Tulloch was right there to make the play.
Bears set to punt it away. Adam Podlish on. Stephon Logan back deep for the Lions, standing on the 9-yard line to our right. Podlish has it. Drives it with his right foot. Logan tells everybody to back off, calls for a fair catch, makes it at the 19-yard line. And that's where the Lions will take over, trailing in this game by a score of 7-0. 5:59 to go here in the first quarter. 35-yard punt. Lions have it back. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Shopping for a new TV? Fun. Yay! Shopping for new tires? Not so fun. Yay! So to make it better, Bell Tire gives you the lowest tire price, period. Yay! At Bell Tire, we shop the competition every day, so you can be sure you're getting the lowest tire price, period. We'll even show you our competitors' prices right at the counter so you can see for yourself. Plus, we offer a tire installation package that includes services other places can't at any price, like free alignment checks, nitrogen inflation, lifetime tire rotation, and more. For the lowest tire price, period, head to Bell Tire. It's not your usual tire shopping experience. It's
Bell Tire.
Better at every turn.
Bell Tire is open late Monday and Thursday, 8 to 8. Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, 8 to 6. And Saturday, 8 to 5. For great offers and car care tips, follow Bell Tire on Twitter and Facebook. For the Bell Tire near you, go to belltire.com.
What a touchdown run. Jones breaking two tackles for a 30-yard score.
I'll tell you, even more impressive was the celebration in Tom Smith's living room. Just after the play, Smith poured everybody a Crown Royal to celebrate.
And look at those glasses come together. That's just sound fundamentals.
That's how you celebrate a great football moment.
That's going to make the highlight reel for sure.
Crown football's best moments with Crown Royal. Please drink responsibly. Crown Royal blended Canadian whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. 2012, the Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut.
Listen up, everybody. If you've been injured, call 1-800-CALL-SAM. Put the Bernstein Advantage to work for you today. Best call you'll ever make. 1-800-CALL-SAM.
All right, back in Chicago, the Lions have the football back. This has not exactly been a place where Matthew Stafford has excelled, talking about Soldier Field. In his career, 68 out of 114, 59.6 completion percentage, two touchdowns, five picks. Injured his knee here in 09, shoulder in 2010, played with a glove on a fractured finger last year. Time for some better memories. Stafford and the Lions, first and 10 from their own 19. Calvin Johnson wide right, Stafford changing the play at the line. Ducks under center, turns, gives to LeSure. LeSure over the left side. Gets across the 20 to the 23, 24-yard line. Corey Wooten drops him there. Gain of 3, second and 7 coming up.
They're trying to attack the Bears with that run. I mean, this is similar to what we've seen from the Lions the last few weeks. Scott Linehan's going to stay with the run. I mean, it's going to be on first down, but he's going to stay with it and establish it and not force. Let the defense force his hand.
There's number one in the NFL against the run coming in, giving up 66 yards a game. Stafford on second down on the ground again, LeSure, trying to cut outside, nothing doing. Met out there by a host of Bears led by Lance Briggs and Major Wright, who came up from his safety position to force the run. And the Lions now in a third and 7, trailing 7-0 with 5:05 to play first quarter.
Now that time they put Riley Reeves, the number one draft pick, outside of Gazzarellis as a tight end on the right side and tried to run to that power. Now, the Bears were not having it. They strung the play out. And Rob Sims, the pulling guard, couldn't get around to make a block.
Joyke Bell into the game, third down and 7 for the Lions from their own 23. Crowd making noise. Bears with 7 men right up on that line. Now they back one out. Stafford looking at that defense, operating out of an empty backfield. He takes. Stafford looks, rolls to his right, going to get hit, going to go down. Sack back at the 19-yard line. Not much room to operate back there. Julius Peppers was the man who got a hold of him ultimately.
What they're doing is they're putting a man over Backus and another guy outside of him. In this instance, it was their rookie, Shea McClellan. And what they have to do is pull Rob Sims out of the line of scrimmage to get McClellan. And that's just a tough block for that guard to make.
Julius Peppers now with 11 sacks in 9 career games against the Lions. Hester comes up the field to punt at the 45. Hester's going to get hit and dropped at the 50. So the Bears will have good field position. It's a 41-yard punt, 5-yard return. And Chicago's got it back, leading 7-0, 4:02 to go first quarter. Today's game brought to you by ABC Warehouse, official electronics provider of the Detroit Lions Radio Network. On one hand, you feel good about holding Hester to a five-yard return. On the other, you look up, and Chicago's got good field position.
Well, the biggest thing right now Lions have to do is get over on that bench with the offensive line coach, figure out where these pass rushes are coming from.
Michael Bush in at running back. Bears from the 50. Cutler up under center, turns, gives to Bush. Bush with a flag down, gets down to the 47, picks up three, tackled there by Stephen Tulloch, but it looks like this is coming back.
And Dominican Sue got tackled. He's going to make the play, and the guy just grabs him and tackles.
Holding number 72 offense. 10-yard penalty, first down.
Al Riveron with the call. First penalty of the game right there. And that moves the Bears back to their own 40, where they'll have first and 20. Penalty called on the right tackle, Gabe Karimi. Bears sent two receivers to the right side. Three receivers set. Cutler out of the gun on first and 20. Four-man line in front. Cutler takes. Cutler with time in the pocket. Now rolling to his right, looking for somewhere to go. He can run it. Cutler with room 50. Cutler 40. Cutler Lions territory with a first down, down to the 37-yard line. And there is a flag down. It's a 23-yard run. Well, let's check on that flag. It's going to be against the Lions. Longest run of the season for Cutler.
Personal foul, number 99 on the defense. The 15-yard penalty will be added to the end of the run. First down.
Personal foul called on Corey Williams. Did not see what happened. We'll wait for a replay to see if we can get an indication of what Williams did to pick up the penalty. It was away from the ball. Still looking at the replay, it's away from the ball. It looked like he maybe hit a player from behind. Couldn't really see. All right, here we go. Bears after the penalty. First and 10 from the Lions 22. Throw left side, got it to Kellen Davis. Davis inside the 20. And down inside the 17-yard line. Picks up four on the play. Lions red zone defense brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan, leading Michigan to a healthier future.
Well, that time Kyle Vandenbosch got in Cutler's face as the Bears let a guy go unblocked. Boy, in this game, I've seen more defensive linemen come free unblocked and linebackers than we've seen probably all year.
Second and seven for the Bears from the Lions 18.
Tell you, both teams dialing up some looks that they have not seen before, and they're having trouble handling.
Lone back is Bush. Cutler up under center. Cutler wants to throw. Five-step drop pressure comes, throws left. Incomplete. Off the hands of Matt Spaeth, back up tight end at the 18-yard line. It'll bring up third and seven now for Chicago.
Lions front is getting after it now. I mean, Cutler feels the pressure. That pocket started to collapse again. Threw it a little too early. Threw a little high left.
Corey Williams goes out. Nick Fairley comes in. Across the front, you've got Averill, Sue, Fairley, and Vandenbosch. They need to be seen here. Time to make a play. Third and seven, Bears from the line 18.
And keep Cutler from scrambling.
Cutler operates out of the gun with Bush to his right. He takes. Cutler setting up a screen to Bush. He's hit and dropped for a loss back at the 21-yard line. Great play by DeAndre Levy. It's a loss of three. It'll bring up a fourth down, and Robbie Gold will come on for a field goal attempt.
Screens and draws, and there's DeAndre Levy making that play from the film room because he knows where the play is. He knows the formation. As soon as he sees Bush bail out of that pocket and get over behind a couple of linemen, Levy is on his horse, beats the block, and gets to the ball carrier.
Going to be a 39-yard attempt this year. Gold is 10 out of 10. He's been gold. Podlish to hold. There's the snap. Kick is up and away, and it is good. And the Bears extend their lead. It is now Chicago 10. And the Lions nothing with 1:23 to go first quarter. Well, are you ready for some Lions style when the Lions battle the Seahawks on October 28th at Ford Field? Lions fans will be strutting their stuff at the first ever NFL Fit for You Lions Style Lounge located on the Gate A Party Deck. Doors open at 11 a.m. First 300 shoppers will receive a free Lions Courage bracelet. For more info, visit DetroitLions.com. Down to the sidelines we go, and Tony Ortiz.
Dan and Jim right now, training staff working on the left leg, left knee of Nick Harris. Wrapping it up right now. We'll get further information on it as it becomes available. But right now, training staff working on the left leg of Nick Harris.
Well, we know who the backup punter is because we unfortunately saw it earlier this year. Jason Hansen did a great job. The game where Ben Graham went down, but not an ideal situation to be sure, especially when you got a guy like Devin Hester back there.
Yep, Devin Hester is a weapon on special teams so far today. The Lions have handled him, but we've seen in the past when Hester has hurt them. And you want to have your best in there against him.
Here's the kickoff. Bears up 10-0. Gold sends it on its way. Logan to his right, 5 yards deep, going to bring it out. Back to the 5. Logan to the 10. Logan stutter steps, and down he goes at the 14-yard line. Tackled by Eric Weems, and the Lions are going to be backed up as they take over, trailing 10-0. Back we go to our 1-800-CALL-SAM studios for an update from Matt Berry. Diesel.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. The Giants have busted it wide open in the third. 3-run double from Hunter Pence. San Francisco leads St. Louis in Game 7 of the NLCS, 5-0 in the third. The 1-800-CALL-SAM studios, back to you in Chicago.
All right, thank you very much, Diesel. So if that holds up Wednesday night, it'll be the Tigers in San Francisco to open the World Series against the Giants. Right here, it's the Lions trailing the Bears 10-0. Still problems early getting their offense on track. On first down, Stafford to throw. Looks right, throws right, got a complete. Pettigrew turns it up, hurdles the man at the 23, dives for the first down, and I do believe he got it. Hope they're going to say he stepped out at the 23-yard line, and they need the 24.
But again, they are so concerned with the wide receivers. They got two safeties deep. The wide receivers run everybody off the ball. You can get somebody in the flats underneath that. And that time it was Pettigrew from a right tight end position going to the sideline, making himself available to Stafford.
Second down and one for the Lions. Riley Reiff checks in. Goes in motion right to left. Lines up tight to the line, left side. Stafford play action fake, wants to throw, loads up, does downfield, wants Calvin, and that's going to be overthrown, could have been picked off. Major Wright did not look like he played the ball very well there. Stafford overthrew Johnson, and it's going to bring up third down and one.
Well, you thought, I mean, I think Stafford thought Johnson was going to go straight down the sideline on a fly route. Calvin kind of cut it to the middle of the field. And he kind of threw it outside the numbers. I think they weren't on the same page on that one.
Lions 0-for-3 on third down tonight. Third and one right here. Joyc Bell, the running back. Stafford up under center. Lions trying to keep this drive alive, trying to get the defense a break. And the Lions are going to call a timeout. Came from the sideline. Stafford was ready to dig in behind Dominic Raiola, and the timeout call came.
Well, look at that.
7 seconds left on the play clock.
Look at that defense that the Bears came out with. They had 10 guys right on the line of scrimmage and one safety back.
Single safety was Conte back there, which tells you if you want to risk it, you might be able to get something deep.
Well, what has to happen, though, and again, this has been their problem, Dan, we've talked about it. Wide receivers have to get a release off the line of scrimmage. You can't let the defender stuff you at the line of scrimmage and not get your release. Once you get a release, you're open. But you've got to get the release.
And you got to protect as well because you're going to be badly outnumbered up front. Stafford's got to have time to throw it.
But, again, the quick pass against man coverage that's press at the line of scrimmage, if you get a release and you get a ball, even a 5-yard gain, 4-yard gain, and you have one guy miss a tackle, it's gone out the door and gone the other way for a touchdown.
Third and one for the Lions. Here we go. Stafford in behind center. Joyc Bell alone back. Stafford to throw. Deep drop. Looks. Now rolls to his right looking for somewhere to go. He's in trouble and he just throws it away. Israel Adonijay and Major Wright were bringing the pressure on Stafford that time. And the Lions are going to have to punt. This is the third straight 3-and-out for the Lions.
The problem there is there was good protection. I mean, Stafford had time. The route never materialized. He never had anybody to throw it to. You've got to have somebody get open.
Nick Harris out there to punt. He did limp on, so he's not 100%. Good punt. Hester to his left. Going to let it hit at the 30. It takes a Lions bounce inside the 25, inside the 20, and down to the 18-yard line. They'll say the 19. And that's where Chicago will take over. 58-yard punt by Nick Harris. So a very nice effort for not being 100%. Best part of that, no return by Hester. And the Bears take over with 27 seconds remaining in the first quarter, leading 10-0. Brandon, they got to get this offense going. I mean, same story that we've seen all year. Just nothing offensively early in games.
And while Calvin dropped one earlier, how many times have the other guys been targeted? Pettigrew? And the running backs, but we haven't seen Burleson.
Was to Burleson that got knocked down at the line. Here we go. First and 10, Bears. Cutler up under center. Turns, gives to Forte. Forte tried to get outside. Chris Houston waiting for him. Great job by Houston to force him out of bounds. He'll lose yardage. Back to the 18. Loss of one on the play. And it'll be second down and 11 coming up. That will have to wait because we have come to the end of the first quarter. Good one for the Bears. They lead it by a score of 10-0 as we head for the second. This is your home for Detroit Lions football.
Okay, so everyone loves to talk about their truck's towing power. What no one ever talks about, though, is brain power. Well, guess what, pal? The Ford F-150 isn't just the toughest truck out there. It's a flippin' genius, too. Hands down. Which means not only can it tow a boat the size of Rhode Island, but it can help you find your new favorite fishing spots and tell you the best way to get there. How? I'll tell you how. The new 2013 F-150 offers available voice-activated sync with My Ford Touch. With tons of commands at your mackerel-scented fingertips, you can stay connected all while towing pretty much anything you want. Hey, when you've got the smartest truck engineers in the world, it should come as no surprise you've got a truck with as much brains as brawn. Introducing the new 2013 Ford F-150. And hey, don't drive while distracted. Even with voice commands, only use phones and other devices when safe, pal. Some features may be locked out while the vehicle's in gear. And remember, the towing claim is for properly equipped pickups. Built Ford tough.
I was on my own, self-employed without any health coverage.
There's a lot in life that you need to figure out. Thankfully, figuring out health coverage doesn't have to be one of them.
I wasn't exactly sure where to turn. Health insurance is kind of confusing. I contacted Blue Cross and they helped me out. It was actually pretty simple.
Whether you're self-employed, in between jobs, or in school, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan or Blue Care Network can help you figure out an individual health plan that's perfect for you.
Now I'm covered, my family's covered, it's all good.
The Blues give you the choice of affordable and flexible individual health plans that will fit your needs at every stage of life.
If things change for me, my coverage will too.
To talk to a Blue Cross health plan advisor, just call 1-877-549-2583. Or to learn more, just go online to bcbsm.com/myblue. Individual health plans have never been easier, especially with Blue Cross. Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan and Blue Care Network are nonprofit corporations and independent licensees of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.